Blog Talk Radio.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this.
Philly Shine Saturday night edition. So you know we go all out, real exciting, always at a party. Tonight, not yet. Not yet. I'm on the way. About to be out. I'm chilling here. One of them Storm Boys. Actually the H and I C. What's good?
Key oh West man, I'm just Philly looking Shine. At what's up, I'm a little depressed right now.
You're a little depressed?
Yeah.
More ones. get you some something to shake in front of you.
Nah, you ever,
that's
you ever be flirting with somebody you think they're cute until you see the up close pictures and they got like a biggie eye?
Shut the fuck up, Key West. No, it doesn't happen to me.
She got a biggie eye. Oh, man.
Yo, I swear to God, just like on my Facebook earlier today, everybody was in their bag, but definitely Facebook is a new booty call. Like,
yeah.
You say, yeah.
I got about 8 pending jobs if I ain't had to do the show tonight. It's all love for you, I'm telling you.
You put yourself out there. You don't care if your Facebook friend is listening right now?
Nah, I don't care.
But no, that definitely sparked a couple people. And I got into a little argument with somebody. Gonna use some fighting words. He like,
I'm swinging. They don't care what I do. I'm swinging.
I know that's the fuck right. The boys coming through. He gonna talk about some. Yeah, I lose interest in what? I'm out the fuck. These guys is commenting on my status all day like I give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Shout out to the caller, first caller we got in the line. If you got something to say you want to join this show, yeah, just press the number one. I open your mic.
Let's open it.
Let them chill. Let them chill. I want to play some music.
You might be Kid Ray.
Let's see. I don't know. 267-232. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, this is Paul from Wessel Green.
Who's this?
Paul from Wessel Green.
Paul from Wessel Green.
Oh, what's good? Welcome to the show, Paul. You just wanted to listen or you wanted to join in on the topic in the show tonight?
Oh, what's the topic? I just keyed in a minute ago.
You just keyed in the middle ago? Okay. No, well, are you an artist? Like, what brings you to Philly Shine tonight?
Oh, no, I saw you on the Facebook joint. I said, let me check it out, see what's going on.
Okay, you know, no, tonight's topic is being after sex. What is going on with this?
I'm sharing him because he said he's seen it on Facebook. That means he promoted well.
Yeah, definitely. But, Paul, the topic for tonight is, do you lose interest after sex? But, hold on, I'll let you think about it. I'm going to play some music. We're going to get right back into the show. We live Saturday night, party night.
I know I do.
You said you know you do.
After I'm done, I'll be like, are you still here? God.
Don't even go in like that. We're going to check out Key West, Lucy PT, Try to Be Me. That's my shit.
I thought y'all had to play it down on some rap shit. Screaming that I lost the race, but I really lapped it. You saying I ain't real, cause I don't be on some trap shit. But homie, you's a bitch, so stop all the acting. This is not a diss track, this is simply a reaction from when niggas tried to burn me and I rose from the ashes. Now you never hear me say I'm living in a mansion, but I toast to the good life like Kanye and Bastards. See, I had to soul search on my road to the bastard. I knocked on my horse with hope, never be average. I would never settle again, trying to be like the rest. I gotta be me, I gotta be the best. I'm blessed with success, I'm obsessed. By any means necessary, I digress. A mess, that's what my life was through the test. But now my chest pokes out, I survive, what's next? Trying to be me in the crab in the barrel city. White teeth, thanks to rat tattoos, Philly fitted. Everybody fitting, but who really living it? I give it my all, man, I push it to the limit. Then I push it even more, yelling death before dishonor. If this game was a courtroom, I would be your honor. Want me to disappear, living in fear of an outsider without a limit. We did it without a gimmick, I guess we about our business. But it's cool cause I majored in adversity. School of hard knocks, back block, university, being you the fraternity. West Philly, my chapter. Many have come before us, but none will come after. Wish I can do it faster, but music is a slow bird. All I can say is be ready when it's your turn.
words, I'ma get this chicken till I die. Relax around those who pose a competition. You phony rappers is never built up for competition. Then a bunch of bitches hit hot shit and pump your fists. Nigga, your songs ain't worth the chill vibe and listen. Two, not a weak nigga in my crew. No matter how you get busy, you can't fuck with the you. Yes, nigga, I'm ill, living sick with the flu. When I'm thinking of the fake, my vision is you. It's moves to be made, nigga, we making them. Barriers to be broken, nigga, we breaking them. Usually got honeys open, cover them, I'm taking them. It's sure to get niggas out of here, bringing hate with them.
I guess maybe he didn't want to answer the topic question.
Oh, you acting like a baby back? Like, no, me.
We got to say everybody tuning in live on Philly Shot. You know what I mean? We got another caller who actually definitely pressed the number 1-267-591. Welcome to Philly Shot, but honest fire. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Alan Turner, and I'm calling from North Philadelphia.
Alan?
Yes.
How you doing?
Philly.
North Philly
I'm
in the building?
Fine.
Alan, so what brings you to Philly Shine tonight?
Well, actually, I just logged off of Facebook with Pen and Ink Poetry, and I saw your post, so I figured I'd call in and give you a shout-out and let you know October Gallery is keeping up with you, making sure that you won't top your game.
Oh, yeah, big ups to October Gallery. You want to have a chance to show off. We always show off on Philly Shine, the premises. I show off myself and others. So if you have a website, please give everybody the website and what you have coming
up. Well, the website is www.octobergallery.com. And like I said, we're on Facebook, Panoramic Poetry. You can email us at panoramicpoetry@octobergallery.com. And what we have coming up, actually tomorrow, we have Uptown Panoramic Poetry at 6353 Green Street. That's in the Mount Airy Germantown section of the city from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Everybody's welcome to come right after church. We're going to have lots of poetry. It's a potluck if you would like to bring something to share with the crowd. Or if you just want to come share the poetry and see what your luck is that the rest of the crowd can bring, by all means, you all more than welcome to come. And as always, we have our show second and third Friday at 701 Market Street in the Littleman Building starting at 7:30 p.m. Both events are hosted by Crucial the Poet.
Oh, big ups to all you guys. Thanks for calling in. I ain't even going to go there with you, my little freaky topic, because, you know, we get it in on Philly Shine or whatever. That just sounds so wholesome. I don't want to mess it all up. But thank you so much for calling in and showing off what's good with the October Gallery. I'm not sure if I'll be able to catch you on Fridays, because I host every Friday night down at the 69th Street Lounge, making the bar drop low. We having fun. No, big ups to you, and thank you so much. I have your contact. I'll stay in touch. Shout out to everybody calling in the building. Is that my president? That's the president plus one. That niche. 215-771, welcome to Philly Shine with Honest Fire. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, Fire? It's Fire.
Oh, what's good, Fire? What's good?
How you doing, baby?
Welcome to the show.
You know I got to show you some love because you showed me some love the other day at the show.
Tell everybody where our fellas is at. And also, Key West, please meet Fire Chick. She goes hard.
How
are
you
doing? Yes. Beautiful.
Check us out on Mondays. Air it out. I got to put my plugins in there.
Yeah, go ahead. No, actually be thorough and tell them where they could check you out. We ain't competing. Definitely show off to the website, the call-in number. I got nothing but love, unconditionally, girl.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Love.
It's Air It Out, and it's on www.radio.irunmybody.com. It's a new website. It's really, it's really empowering for women and stuff, so you guys got to check that out. And we're on Mondays at 10 o'clock. So, and this Monday's topic is about, women and why they don't give enough oral. So y'all need to, check that out.
Oh, I'm checking that out.
Our phone number is 347-327-9105. What's our topic for today?
Why women don't give enough oral. That's a new topic. I like your topic. They want brothers to be down there to look like they got hit in the face with eggs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're fire.
She had to click over. I'm actually hosting the show tonight.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Who am I talking with? I apologize.
This Key West, I'm taking over her show because she can't beat
me.
Like,
you can't beat you. Okay.
Nah, I help her out sometimes. I got my own show too, but
that's a workaholic.
Exactly.
She is a workaholic. Yes, I got
I'm
mad
definitely
love
calling her. Up. I'm definitely calling up for that.
Yes, please do, because we need all guys' opinion on that, because it's all about the guys this week, because last week we took over, and we was talking about the ladies and the female rappers, and, Anna's called up.
They let me
do my thing, I felt all the love, and then I went and got drunk.
was airing it out for real. You was airing it out for real.
Yeah.
I need to come back.
You better come back. You're always welcome.
Inside of Key West. But also, July 12th, which is a Monday, you guys should come do Air It Out Mondays at the BNY building on the 52nd floor at the Mellon Center. It's going to be crazy. My event is Miami in the Sky. I'll put a link on your Facebook page. You can
check
it out. We're going to have so much fun. Shout out to you, Fire Chick. I need some of you. Music, I got to show you off on Philly Shine, where we definitely had that artist support, artist tip. I don't even want to ask her the topic question. Goodness gracious, the show is
Why
just...
Why not?
Yes, ask me,
hey,
whatever.
No, I'm joking. I was going to ask you. Girl, please. I know you ain't scared.
Come on.
The topic question of the night is, do you lose interest after sex?
I do.
Can I cuss or no?
No,
I'm going to try to keep it clean. I lose interest I would lose interest if, he ain't hitting it right. That's what I'm not. If he ain't hitting it right, then, I probably won't even call him back. Pretty much.
Say, hold on. You said when you first, before you started something, you said, can I what?
I said, can I cuss?
I thought you said something. Oh, never mind.
No, there you go. Where's the mind at?
Listen, that's why we need Key West. He was missing from Tuesday's show when I had the great, talented Noise and B Street Vibes for the paper department.
Nah, you couldn't remember their
name.
I know. Shut the fuck up. I don't got a good memory. I don't pretend like I remember shit. I don't. I remember,
y'all.
Oh, this is crazy.
When I'm on your show, it's much better because the women be like this.
The women make everything so exciting, don't we?
All right, listen, everybody, I'm going to have a disclaimer. Most of the sound effects you hear tonight is not Honest Fire approved. Key West is running the switchboard, okay?
Oh, my God.
Once again, I'm about to go out, because it's so many fun things to promote. My peoples is doing their thing July 3rd at Darling's Palace. I'm going to have an artist appreciation party at Mill Creek July 4th. Everybody's in free until 11 o'clock.
I I got to ask you this, Fire. When do you have time to sleep? Because, I mean, you're doing so many things. Like, every time I look on, you know, Facebook or whatever, when the hell do you sleep?
I be sleeping. I take naps. I go to sleep.
You call me like 7 o'clock in the morning. Like, why ain't you up? I'm like, because I'm human.
Oh my God. I take naps. I have sex. I eat food. I cook my own food. Like,
what does that have to do when you get time to sleep? You just want
to
better know that you're getting it.
But you get your grind on.
I get my grind on. There's more things to come. Moon Swings is coming out soon. I'm about to play some music.
God.
This is actually off of the mixtape I'm gonna put out. Called I do as I does. It's what I do. It's all let's do. It definitely shout out to October Gallery for calling.
Whose song is it?
Honest Fire. My song.
Oh.
Honest Fire.
Yeah. He was in his bag tonight.
This is how he normally is. This is how he normally is.
Yes.
You love
me. Oh, God.
Yes, I love him with all my heart, too.
You both love me.
He sounds really cute, though.
He's extremely cute.
You're a little chocolate bunny. You're a chocolate bunny. Let me stop. I get one of his girls calling up on Air It Out. You know, like, you talking about my man? Blah, blah, blah. You know, so we don't want none of that.
He is definitely single. He's definitely single. All right, we're gonna play this music. What they do, what they do in the building. You know it. What's good with these girls?
It's about entertainment. Swing on,
get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the sheet and nigga back. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But too many times, cold rain. I went up to hey, spring fling. Party is spinning with these AC winning. Bent, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm balling on the field. Catching what I'm pitching, yeah.
This is what we doing, what we doing, making music, yeah. This is what we doing, making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with this, can't get with this, yeah. Silly bitches, can't get with this. Soon to be impeached. These bitches so local, they always in my reach. Tricking for a dollar and I earn them in my sleep. What I'm making today, she ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Popping house on my own island, don't bring sand to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
Yeah, we back. Philly Shine. Gonna take y'all some more music. Check this out. This for y'all.
Okay. Yeah. Look at when I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger. Yeah. Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar. Yeah. When I come through, niggas all shook up. Yeah, I'm top, bitch. All you gotta do is look up. Look at when I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger. Yeah. Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar. Yeah. When I come through, niggas all shook up. Yeah, I'm top, bitch. All you gotta do is look up. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, little nigga, use a lane. You can start to trace phones and your career ain't do a thing. I ain't never seen a plane treat you like baby boy with that ass. Bing, you ain't never shoot a thing. Fucking hard when this nigga fragile like Sting. For being the Reno name and I done done it all. A ball, something similar to John Wall. Always got your hand out, nigga get lost. For that paper, I'm erasing, gotta get you bricked tall. Constantly the pushing lead the shoving. Shoving lead the blocking, the niggas ducking and running. Look at what I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger. Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar. When I come through, niggas all shook up. Yeah, I'm top, all you gotta do is look up. Look at what I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger. Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar. When I come through, niggas all shook up. Yeah, I'm top, all you gotta do is look up. Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. The song was over. Had a little technical difficulties. Right back in the Philly shine. You know what I mean? We're talking about, do you lose interest after sex?
I do.
You do? Why?
Because it's over.
I'm talking about the girl, so she's not.
Yeah, it's over.
You're not interesting anymore? Why?
Nah, I'd be like,
but if she
bye.
But if she wanted to fuck you again, would you be interested?
Probably not.
Why not?
Because there's a lot of people to get to. Like, you know what I mean?
Because I kind of wanted to get to the bottom of, like, the premise of why the guys instead of...
If I'm doubling back, I can't move forward if you're moving back. Like, if I got 10 numbers this week, like, I can't be stuck on one.
But why not keep all of them happy?
Because that's impossible. Somebody's going to run a relationship, and then you're going to get cars smashed out. And
so, but wait a minute. But how you figure you won't get your window smashed out if you just lose interest in her after sex? Because I'm going to be 100. And Dayton Tolbert can call me unstable or whatever, however you want to call it.
You
shout
are.
Out to Dayton Tolbert. You know what I mean? You call me unstable if you want, but you hit this. And then I'll be like, bring, bring, bring. You know what I mean? Like, call you up again, like, yo, come hit it again, or let's go see a movie. You like, I'm going to watch my car or some shit. Like, I'm like, car. Don't have no motherfucking car, bitch. Because I get attached. Like,
see, and that's the whole problem right there. That's why so many one-and-done situations in this world.
One-and-done?
Yeah. There's a lot of one-and-done situations in this world because exactly what you said. For real. Most dudes want to sample this female. And he probably don't even mind going back. But it's just the whole situation of, okay, if I start seeing her, she's going to start thinking we're in a relationship. Then she starts thinking we're in a relationship, and I got to break it down to her that we're not in a relationship. That's when stuff going to get awkward. So why not just, you know, one time? But then you do find, I ain't going to front, then you do find those females that's like, yo, listen, I'm doing you how you doing me. It's like, okay. We can do this more than once.
I mean...
But
even
in that situation, people start catching feelings.
Because like it's no way to not catch feelings. Like, and
there's only one way to not catch feelings.
How is it no way? I'm talking about you.
One and done. Get in and get out. Like
I'm
a fireman.
I'm really laughing really hard, harder on the inside. Because I know a lot. But we won't get back to the show. The show is going to be amazing tonight. We show our love to Ice Storm. We show our love to Buck Bandit, TV Magazine, YolaStay.com. definitely organizing a movement.
We got
some crazy, crazy, crazy events coming up. Like this Saturday, July 3rd, crazy showcase, Dowling's Polish. Shout out to Miss T, Red Kitty Management. Still hit her up. Hit me up. There's still a few slots left. You know what I mean? You want to perform, get in on these prizes. And I'm in a giving mood. It was, even though it was Q West's idea, I'm in a giving mood. July 4th. Come through Mill Creek first Sunday.
No, it wasn't my idea. It was your idea.
It was your idea. You just like, everybody free before 11. I'm like, good idea, Q West. Everybody's free before 11.
I just said what you was thinking.
Key West does think what I say, and I think what he says, and say what he thinks,
exactly.
Vice versa. But definitely, I had a storm boys in a building, you know what I mean? I'm on fire, and I want to have a couple performances. I don't know, maybe like a couple. But it's mostly about networking. What I definitely tell people all the time, and I'm going to make some chicken. Cause like this,
you going to do what?
I'm making some chicken, yo. I made some chicken yesterday. I got to cook more. Today, I didn't even really eat that much because I was on a go and I wanted to cook. Like, and that was weird for me because, like, I never not eat, but I was just fiending for some of my cheese, spinach, and
I want some chicken,
chicken wings. I'm going to make you some. I might make you some
tonight.
Tuesday night. Not tonight. I don't feel like cooking. I ain't got no fucking time to cook. Cooking take a long time. They talk about sleep.
The oil
to heat
up takes forever.
I don't even fry it. I don't fry anything. I hate frying shit.
Oh,
I don't
love fried food.
No. I ain't gonna tell you what I did. I'm gonna let you taste it and then I'll tell everybody. Later,
you
want to taste it. He was a fresh ass and don't press the
what?
Okay?
I was talking about the chicken.
You had to change your voice and everything. Like, no. Well, definitely we had some fun on Twitter. Shout out to everybody on Twitter. Big up to all new followers. Philly Shine Show is the Twitter, and also HONEXTTHIRE. And we definitely roll as a squad. Shout out to Key West Music, Big_Talk, Buck Bandit TV. Definitely shout out to Big Face Dunn. We have a fun night on the show. Who's our next caller? We got Key West. Now, you know what? No, I want to hear my people's music. Because we were talking earlier today, I got to get them to come to the city. Shout out to the Disturbing the Peace Camp. Bobby Valentino has a new track about to be released soon. I'm going to promote that joint. And I got to get a song. She's got that fire to all my DJ friends. And show off. Bravo. Featuring Bobby Valentino.
Oh, yeah.
She's got that fire. You know what I mean? We like the song. The chlamydia song, the ladies song, whatever you want to call it. Shit. Hi.
POD song.
Live on Philly Shaw, we having fun. Shut up, Key West.
Yeah. Works, right? Okay. Bobby V. Rob Young.
She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire. She got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
She got that fire,
yeah.
Highly desire,
yeah.
Body major ain't nothing minor. Throwing curves like Hershiser. Nipples poking like a pacifier. You won't hit, use a liar with a chest like Esther ass shots. Like Buffy, I be falling in some pussy like a nigga straight crumbsy. Man, I like some Becky, but I'd rather have Tiana. Cause she got the kind of body make you go a little longer. Dig deeper. Pound harder, put me in the sleeper. Now I know that I'm a goner. Now there's nothing else to ponder on. Her leg is where I belong. So bad I had to put it on the phone.
She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
Alaska and she really, really on the top. I got some connections, who collabs up with no bribe. Get between a trainer and bringing Nikki for a manat. Five-star chick with them pockets like Mariah. Hit her with the cannon till I'm knocking out the fire. If she very limber, bend her over like she Rosa. Put her in the same position that you see up in the posters. Everything got a match, can't be like Angel Lola. Gotta be more like Amber or bottles of Coca-Cola. She must be a wicked man to get up in my Motorola. If she's something less than that, she won't get pennies from my local.
She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire, she got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired. She got that fire, she got that fire. You ain't on point, then don't even try it.
I don't chase hoes,
no.
I always get shows, new polos, and I'm packing up for Keiko's, chilling with a cutie with a booty big as J-Lo, still on my grizzly getting G's like queso. I like them good girls that use their rock halos, Beyonce fine, who just love a big ego. I'm going pro, hitting stacks like the Super Bowl, running like a colt, and a chick thick as Keisha Cole. The right features, and I hit it to the bleachers, not the keys, out of Leisha, Grand Slam on Serena. Go ham up in Megan's goods, right up on Leavenwood. Since I'm a G, I hit the same spot a nigga
should. She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire.
Yeah.
You go broke if you try to buy it.
I wouldn't,
you know?
Go broke, my money long.
Nah, you go broke trying to buy me. Please keep watching. If I was for sale, you couldn't afford it. None
that
of y'all
what?
Niggas could afford it. I'm about to put that on my Facebook status. If I was for sale, y'all niggas
not
could
really,
afford
not,
it.
Yeah.
How many niggas going to come to my neck for that? My goodness. Some guy... I said, oh, my status, you're not tired. You're just good for nothing. And some guy who's not, and my page is public. This guy's not even my friend. And
my
he starts
crazy,
cussing me
young
out.
My pretty crazy young boy.
You know, I'm putting that on my status. See who else come at me. Because if you come at me, I'm going to chop you down just like I did my neighbor this year. I told him, tell me what to do. Tell me.
We got some callers, though.
Shout out to the callers in the building. I think we got an extra special caller in the building.
Yeah,
let's
I
go
like
to the,
her.
Let's go to the extra special caller in the building.
267-992.
Look at you. Dang.
Yeah, I'm beating you to it.
Are you going to say welcome to Philly Shine when I'm inspired? What's your name? Where you calling from? You going
to
do all that?
Welcome to the Key West Show.
Key West, you cool. Yo, what's up, sis? Hello?
Hey, boo, what's up?
Chilling, playing this good music.
How
having
doing,
fun tonight,
bro?
On the show.
How you doing, baby?
I was just going to lay back and listen, watching TV.
Okay, you could definitely listen. If you wanna chime in on the topic, you definitely.
Does she know who this is?
Oh, yeah, that's my friend Key West that you met at the Diamond Spotlight event.
Okay. I don't remember.
Huh?
Remember
she
him.
Said
yeah.
She said you do?
Yeah, she said she do. Why would she
My feelings was about to be hurt.
No. Don't have no hurt feelings. We're going to have some fun. Shout out to KM Lynx in the building also. I'm definitely about to put up on my status. If I was for sale, y'all niggas couldn't afford it. Fuck out of here.
My door is long.
And I'm going to put my PayPal account information up, so just for any ballers. Because you know when guys, when you get that guy that competition, he do something dumb in a minute. So I'm
I bet you I won't. You know what I do?
What?
When I got dudes trying to buy a female wood.
What?
I'm like, go ahead, baby, get that stuff. Get that bread. Let's go out. Let's get that drink. You got a dude trying to buy your girl drink some club. Go ahead, girl, get that drink. Matter of fact, this is what I like. Tell him, get me one too.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Big ups to the Storm Boys in the building. What's good,
yes,
Kaylee? Welcome back to Philly Shine. How are you?
Ain't nothing, baby. Chilling out, calling in, saying what was popping. You know.
What's popping? Tonight's topic is popping. We already had Fire. She called in and answered the topic question. I didn't want to.
Some more callers too. Just to let you know.
Okay, I didn't want to tank the October gallery, but we gonna definitely get to you, KM Links.
Okay.
You
what's the topic
mean?
Question?
We don't mean like more like that.
Yeah, we don't. Let's get
like,
to
no.
Call us on 1 second. We're going to all have some sort of Philly shot. But, KM Links, do you lose interest after having sex?
Do I lose interest? No.
Yeah.
I'm saying, it, you know what? Because, you know, you get one. What you mean, like, relationship interest?
Mute him.
Exactly.
You
know what he meant.
No. You just like the virgins who call and talk about they got sexual techniques. Remember they was like, first you take the sandpaper and then you
hey,
sex period. The only reason why I said it is because my people's noise on Tuesday on the show. We were talking about what was the topic? I forget right now. Whatever it was. But he was saying you lose interest anyway after you have sex. It's like you lose interest anyway. Like, I'm like, damn, really? Nah, and I had to tell him, not even. But we're going to check up on the new callers. Came
we got two other new callers.
We're going to start off at the top, Key West.
All right, 610-564.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Saran calling from Philly. Key West already know who this is. What's up, Big Papa?
What's up, Sickum? How you feeling?
Key West,
stop
where you
calling
Big
that
Papa.
Nigga, okay? Stop calling
me
that, okay? That's
all
on that Facebook.
See, she loves when you call him Big Papa. She don't want you calling her that no more, so you don't do it on my show. You know
what,
how we treat the ladies.
I ain't gonna call her Sickum.
Anyway, I'm gonna mute chick your mic. What's next?
Think of the Snickers, boy. I'm trying to tell you.
But absolutely, thank you for calling the show tonight. You know, we show love. I show all love to the ladies. Chill with us while we up checking on these other callers on the line. Tonight's topic is, do you lose interest after you have sex?
It depends on the negro.
Now, you know what? I got to run this.
If they don't do things right, of course.
No.
Yo,
I'm the same. If I'm not in a relationship with a person, I'm done. Like, I just thought about that. I remember this guy. Dag, that's a shame. I just thought of him. I'm like, dag, that was the last boy I messed with before I got with what's his face. But
what's his face? Why we talking in cold? I thought we said names on Philly Shine.
We keep it 100 on Philly Shine, baby.
Shit, I will honestly tell
you.
I will honestly tell y'all, I don't keep it 100 on Philly Shine. I'll tell everybody everything.
You scared? You know you got stalkers.
I ain't dropping no names, but I'm just saying, I remember this boy, like, yeah, he was nice and everything or whatever, but I don't like to have sex with people I don't know. Y'all know I say that all the time on the show.
What?
Like, if I don't
even know somebody.
No, you don't. Like, if we had sex, like, in the first month or whatever, we never really did much. I don't really care about you. I'm like, we did it too fast. I agree, we did it too fast. I don't even like you no more.
Right. I got a side question for the ladies. Let me ask the ladies a side question real quick.
What's the side question? Real quick.
All right, how quick? You know what I mean? I just heard you say a month. Like, is that a long time for you?
That's actually too short of a time. Because like I said, like,
that'll make a nigga lose interest. Make a nigga wait for a month.
Yo, listen. That's my topic for Tuesday. Don't even rush ahead. Key West.
I got you.
Let's check in with... Wait, what's your name again? I don't want to call you Thickums.
My name's Sharon.
Oh, shut up, Key West. I was talking to her.
Sharon, she
said you lose interest. Like, you, I think a girl has to like the guy. Like, you, I don't even really think that you should have sex with people who you're not really willing.
Sharon, come holler at me.
I ain't having sex with no damn stranger.
He's not a stranger.
Matter of fact, look,
he's
not all women are hoes. Okay, some of us, you know, carry ourselves like real ladies.
Exactly. Key West, stop arguing.
Maybe that's the type of woman you dealt with before. You used to dealing with those hoes.
Key West,
but not every woman on this earth is a whore.
Wow.
Key West knows that. He just wants to argue. Chill, Key West.
I know.
Yeah.
I love Sarai. That's my baby.
One thing I'm going to say about Key West is never disrespectful, but if
exactly.
a girl lays down in front of the puddle, people walk all over her.
I like messing with Saran. That's my baby. She good.
You know what?
Yes.
I always say, I tell the ladies, a guy's going to treat you according to how you act, okay? Is that
yes,
like a whore slut and everything, the way you carry yourself? You ask them for it.
All right, yeah, thank you. That's what.
Up and down the street, half naked and everything. That's like, come and get it.
All right. We cool. It's not the topic. That's not the topic for tonight, Sharon. We're going to get Sharon a show and shit. We're going to get Sharon a show because she got stuff to talk about. Big ups to you. Thank you so much for joining the show. She's going to set them straight. I like her. Y'all know me. I'm like almost a feminist, you know.
No, you're not.
I said almost. Shut up. A little bit. I don't take no shit, okay?
I love Sharon.
I
know you love me.
We're going to check in on that. We just had a Sharon and Key West show moment. Next caller, Key West.
610-504.
Welcome to Philly Shaw. What's the name? Where you call from? 601. We got suburbs in the building, just like Philly.
Hey, what's up? It's Becky with UMG, and it is a suburb. It's Allentown.
Shout out to my family, United Minds Group. Becky, you go hard, Becky. Please show off on Philly Shine where I show off myself and others. Tell everybody your role, and y'all definitely got United Minds Radio rocking crazy. I got to interview Trick Daddy. We all had so much fun just sharing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know. He was preaching the word over there. Trick came on. That was some good stuff.
He was on point. But go ahead, shout out the website, honey, please.
Oh yeah, okay. So my name is Becky. I represent United Minds Group. We have basically manage all kinds of hip hop and R&B artists. We have a show on Fishbowl Radio. It's www.fishbowlradionetwork.com. That's Wednesdays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got some good guests coming through. Next week, we got Princess Ivory from the Golden Era of Hip Hop. She's going to be our guest host. And we got Rock from Help Skelter coming on, too. So that is definitely going to be something you don't want to miss.
Rock
definitely going to be a hot show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rock is awesome.
Shout out
to radio drop and all that.
Yeah, big, huge up to Tariq. One thing about Tariq, United Minds Group, and his whole vision. Ain't nothing going to stop it. So definitely thank you for joining, Becky. Chill with us. I'm going to ask you the topic question. We want you to send all these other callers.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to chill because I got something to say about that. That's why I called in.
Yeah, we all want to talk about it. I think, but you know what? I say it all the time. Stop that casual sex. Like,
why?
You gotta get your windows busted out. Key West. You gonna run across a little Walia, watch. You gonna run across a Walia, not me per se. Walia is my real name.
Hey.
You gonna run across a Walia, she gonna be like, oh, you not gonna pick up when I call you and you fuck me at your house and I know where you live. Oh, okay.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with casual sex as long as you wrapping it up, okay?
Listen, that's what I'm saying. Becky, stay on the show. I got a story about losing interest after sex, too. Yeah, we're going to come right to you. Let's check in on a call and see who's on the line.
That's it. Okay. I want to hear what Becky got to say.
You know what? Key West is being
smart. I hung up on everybody else. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
Damn. B.I.
What's your story? Tonight's topic is, after do you lose interest?
Well, check this out. I hooked up with this dude about 6 months ago. And it was just one of those things. It was a hookup. And unfortunately, it was kind of a drunken thing, all right?
Yeah.
But I worked with him because I got a grind outside of UMG. So I worked with him, and it turns out he had a girl, which I actually knew about, but it was kind of, you know, a drunken thing. It was like, whatever, no big deal. Well, let me tell you something. That was the only person that I never lost interest in after having sex because this shit was off the hook. Okay, now I'm 31, I've been around the block, and this was just amazing. So whoever was talking before about, you know, it depends on the person, it's definitely true. Because if you find something that you never had before in bed, then you're going to be going back, and the interest is not going to be squashed at all.
You know what? Oh, wow.
Shout out to Drunken Sex.
You know what,
Ain't nothing
wrong with it, you know what I'm saying? But do you think the excitement was because he wasn't chores or, you know what I mean? Was it just like, because you weren't, like, with him? Like, was it like a, you kind of get caught? Was it a, I don't know. Like,
was it just,
was it a mind thing or was it the physical thing that made you not want to lose interest, like?
No, I mean, when it was me and him, I don't know if you ever experienced this, and I'm going to sound corny saying it, but it's totally true. There was, like, electricity in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it, you know? When we look at each other, it was like, bang, we were right in sync, and, you know, it was almost like there was sparks flying off. I mean, this shit was amazing, and every day, I still want that, but, you know, there's a girl involved, and I ain't trying to play that, but damn, that's what it is. If you feel that spark or that, it seriously felt like there was electricity in the air. That's all I can put it against.
You know what, Becky, I always say you can only get electricity out of love. That's not true. Scratching my head, because, like, that's what I felt about when I talked about the little dick guy I messed with when I was in love with him.
Wow.
It was just amazing for a little.
I believe that because
it was little, girl, and it was still.
That's good. I mean, I believe that 100%, but let me tell you, this girl might have fallen in love because that shit went on for 6 months. And now I'm at the point. I'm at the point where I can't do it anymore, you know?
Yeah. That's a toughie. You know what I mean? That's tough to deal with. Somebody that's not yours. But you know what? my goodness. I'd kill a bitch, though. I just really would. I would take her. I'd fucking kill you. I'd be like, look, you
don't kill her. Kill your dude.
It's not even about her, though,
you know, because the thing is, it's about him, and he can make a choice very easily. He doesn't see her but, like, once a week, but he be coming to my place, what, 3 or 4 times a week? And here's the question, okay, so now I caught feelings, but do you have feelings? Well, yeah, I care, but he's saying he don't, you know, there's no love coming back. Well, if there's no love coming back, and you with the other one, yeah, go back to the real girlfriend and stop knocking on my door.
Yeah, stop. That's why
I call it cheating.
Yeah, you just supposed to do it to you. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
He's doing what he's supposed to do.
You just keep doing it.
He's trying to keep two in the pocket, and he ain't going to get that no more.
But you know what? Just like Cartman said on South Park, keep cheating. Like, you don't stop. You just... You know, a person just keeps cheating. That's deep. Deep. We're going to check. We're going to have a little
We got another caller.
All right. We're going to check in on the caller, and then we're going to have a little music break. We're getting heated and off topic. I like this. I like
talking about
cheating. I do, too.
I like hearing other people on the line that don't mind cheating like me.
I'm not a fan of cheating, Q West. I'm not a fan of cheating.
No. It's a dirty, dirty job. It's hard, but
somebody's got to do it.
At least you're enjoying yourself. You know what I mean? Certain people do dirty shit cheating, but you're enjoying yourself. You're not drawling. You know what I mean?
I'm not trying to start drama, right? But I'll tell you what, there's plenty of other ones that I'll be like, okay, now I'm done, you got to go. So it's not like
a woman after your heart.
Yeah, it's not like you catch a feel, you know, like, it's not like, there are some times when you lose interest, but I'm telling you, if you find that one that it comes together, like I'm talking about, you are not going to lose interest, and you are going to just keep going after that no matter what.
I think I found my one.
I'm glad I ain't got to share them.
If I had to share them,
I'd be pissed. But new caller we got on the line.
215-609.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Rhonda.
Yes, oh, baby.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome back to Philly Shine, Rhonda Boo.
Rhonda, she can't call up to the shows no more.
Yeah, I've been sleeping.
Well,
I got you now. You awake. It's the summertime. It's Saturday night. We're going to get out to some of these parties, too. But, Rhonda, topic question is heated. And we got the ladies on the line with this tonight. I fucking love it.
I know. I'm about to hang up here and link lines. I'm the only man on my phone.
I'm listening, man. Yes, KM Lace, you got to answer the question the right way, too, because we didn't accept
you. I said the same thing everybody said.
No, we're going to mute it now.
Yes, I did.
Mute this part. We're going to beat this part out. This whole part is going to be like, beep, 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 when you check out the archives on bugbandtvmagazine.yourlife.com. And we know the beep, 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 all that stuff you say. It's like, much love. But Rhonda. All the sound effects played tonight on Philly Shine is not approved by Honest Fire. But anyway, Rhonda. Tonight's topic is, do you lose interest after sex? You know, general.
Rhonda lose interest before.
What?
Rhonda, do you lose interest after sex?
Hell yeah, if he got a weak-ass shot.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit. Who is fucking people with weak shots? Tell me what happened when you was fucking a guy with a weak shot. Because I don't know. No. No. What is weak about the shy? You have to give me his name or the whatever, like his. I don't
it's
even know his
not
number.
There.
Like. Huh?
It's just not there.
It just wasn't there.
No, it's not
no,
a nice.
I really feel like I'm like Key West, you know what I mean? And I've only had one bad sex experience. I don't know what the hell was going on with the shit. But every time I had sex, that shit is amazing. Like,
I ain't never had a bad experience. I had my own fun.
I only had one bad experience.
That's what I'm talking about.
And
talking about.
Shout out to Reno. Oh, yeah, Reno is definitely in the building. But
where did Young Bull come from? Young Bull.
No, if you have bad experience with sex, you only be having sex. Yeah, man.
Reno, Cam Lynch just said hi to you.
What's up, bro?
Ha! To me?
All right, bring up.
That's
but you know,
all right,
back to my story. Say that. My own family sex. But no, like, you know, I said, like, you know, if you can't get it right in the first couple of seconds, I'm not going to continue with the weak shot. I'm sorry. You're not coming. If your shot is now weak and I ain't into all that shit. Like, you know how I said it on this Tuesday show. Certain women say that they don't have orgasms and they don't get wet enough and stuff. I wish I fucking would have that problem. I'm blaming you and I'm stopping. Like, if I can't.
I never had a woman tell me you want what?
No, man. I'm going to blame that nigga. Cuss, I'm going to fight him. If that shit happens to me in my adult
that's
years
a man
right now,
fault. That's a man fault. That's a man fault right there. I ain't going to
hold
him. Yeah, that's
my like, yo, man. You ain't even hit this. It's like, we on a fifth stroke.
How about it's not the man's fault? How about if you don't got control over your own pussy, then it's your fault? Because I can make myself get hard, you know what I'm saying? I can do a little something and make my shit stick up, so why can't you make yours wet?
Wait a minute, Rhonda. Was the guy hard with the weak shot?
I guess.
He was hard, right? Sorry, he was hard with a weak shot. Now explain that. You can be hard. That don't help your shot.
Oh, well, he ain't got that. He must ain't got that curve like the Thundercat
oh,
got.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
we got a new caller. We got a new caller on the line. You want to do that caller?
Yes,
you know
I'm hysterical. I'm hysterical.
He must ain't had that curve. You need to stop messing with the name.
Reno. I'm hysterical. Calm down.
No, it wasn't big enough for a curve.
Hold on, Rhonda.
That's just
dumb
right there.
Hold on. Be respectful, please, everybody.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. 267-701. 701, welcome to Philly. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? It's Kenny Ma, Philly City Star, man. Calling from West Philly, right on 40th and Market. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what's up. 40th and Market, West Philly in the building. Big up to West Philly being in the building tonight. Are you an artist? What brings you to Philly Shine tonight?
You said 40th and Market.
Yeah.
I'm not you, Rhonda.
Oh, shut up. Key West is talking, Rhonda. Oh, my God.
I don't have my address
all over.
I don't got nobody.
OMG, can we focus, please? Yeah, thank you. Boo all that shit. Boo. Tonight's topic, and he was.
I'm not going up.
You know, Shout out what you do or whatever. Are you an artist?
Definitely, I'm an artist.
Yeah, like Philly Shine, we show off all the artists. Shout out your Facebook, your Twitter, your MySpace real fast. I definitely give everybody a chance to give out your website, see who check up on you.
Yeah, well, you could definitely hit me up on MySpace at Philly City Star, you know, MySpace.com/Philly City Star. Hit me up on Facebook, hit me up, Sam Marcellus. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? What's popping, homie?
Tonight on Philly Shine, I'm the host, Honest Fire. We got Key West in the building.
Did he say Sin Marcellus?
Honest, I just seen you like 2 weeks ago, mommy. What's up?
I know. I said, what's up? I'm chilling, you know, doing a big every Friday, 16th Street Lounge. Diamond Spotlight, July 4th. I'm letting everybody in till 11 for free. Rock out, have some fun. Shout out to DJ Focus on the ones and twos. You know what I mean? Or is that the ones and twos? The computer, the Serato thing, the ones and twos on the screen. I know. But much love. Definitely hit me up or whatever. But tonight's topic, okay, is who's interest after sex? You know what I mean?
Stop it.
Okay. Who got static in their phone? Who's on a landline?
For the night, mommy?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
You asking me what's the topic?
What the fuck? Big up to everybody joining in on the show.
I wish I had the sound effects right now, Anna.
We got another caller. Big up to the new caller in the building.
I ain't even gonna say his number. I'm just gonna say Mr. I'm about a dollar cousin.
Yes, sir. Oh. Mr. Mood changed himself, you know. It's your boy, Vinny Blanco. What's up, Anna?
Who's phone got the static in it? But shout out to Vinny Blanco in the building.
What's going on, Lane Stone Boys in the building?
Yeah. Stone Boys in the building. Know Vinny Blanco, that's my nephew. You know what I'm saying?
That's only Reno.
We want to get it. I think it's Reno. I'm about to find out.
That's what I'm
going to do. While we find out who's calling from the fucked up landline.
Do you hear static still?
Yeah.
No.
Then there's somebody that's on the line, because I've muted everybody's phone but Cam, Link, and Vinny.
It's Reno.
I don't hear it.
Reno, what phone are you on?
I'm on my celly. I'm on the Bluetooth, baby.
That Bluetooth shit got a lot of static, and I'm tired of hearing it.
Stop hitting.
You know what? We will play some of Vinny Blanco music. Mood Change is definitely out. You know what I mean? You can't fuck with this one. We're going to play some Storm Boy music. Get back into the topic. And I'm going off to the side topic. If your shit is whack, it's the man's fault. It's not the woman's fault. It's not her fault.
Okay. Yeah. Mister, I'm about a dollar, cousin. You know. Okay. Vinny Blanco, check it, listen, when the last time you seen Vinny on some old weak shit, low shirt, tree shit, low shirt, sneak shit, when they come to bitches, low sell on the beat shit, when they come to drama, keep the hand on the heat shit, never sweet kid, keep the gun cock often, problem with a nigga, didn't see him cause I off him, wanna see your man again, look inside his coffin, y'all employee niggas gonna know that Vinny bossing, stay coughing, hydro in the jaw, mow at the bar, getting head up in the car, drop the top of the whipping knife, just to look at the stars, with the guns in the trunk, just in case of the war, rosé pour, and you know it's going bubble, I don't like tipsy, I sip till I see double, came up off dope, $20 off a bundle, Vinny the hottest in town, why you looking puzzled, nigga?
I had a better hook, but I forgot the word, damn. So you stuck with this one, but it's still a hit, true. I got it for cheap, I suggest that you get some, grip one, but you, can I fuck with this
this one.
Y'all can't fuck with this one, nigga.
You can't fuck with this one.
This one, me right here.
I said, you can't fuck with this one.
Yeah, we all ready.
I said, you can't fuck with this one.
Vinny Blasso.
I said, you can't fuck with this
I'm
one.
I'm on another note. Why you think the girls love me? See Vinny up in the street, they try to hug me. Catch him on a DL, they seeing him rub me. In the bedroom, they say no one's above me. Ask your baby mom, cause she be calling me boo. And your new girlfriend, she be calling me too. You can even ask your sister, she just called me a screw. Lucky I ain't meet your mom, cause I'll be fucking her too. Cause I like the type of chick to suck my to his blue. But I share mine, that's why I hurt a chick with my crew. But I'd rather be getting money, dropping verses on Clue. For my Westville niggas, they be spitting it too. Love any just fit, cause you know what's probably new. Real end at 12 o'clock, I'll be spitting till 2. Sick ass flow, about to name my album The Flu. Getting all the honey, like my name was Winnie the Pooh. What you JT money, why you keep saying who? I'm like the rap Iverson, you can't just call me the truth.
Man. I had a better hook, but I forgot the word.
Yeah.
So you stuck with this one, but it's still a hit.
Uh-huh.
I got it for cheap. I suggest that you get some credit.
Get some,
but
nigga.
You cannot fuck with this one.
No,
I said you can't fuck with this one.
Yeah.
I said you can't fuck with this one.
Yeah, that's me saying that.
I said you can't fuck with this one.
Yeah, all the
time. I said you can't fuck with this one.
Yeah. Your boy Vinny Blanco, man. Hey, look, I'm sorry, Jay. I had to breathe life back into it, man. At least one time. Vinny Blanco.
Mr. I'm about a dollar, cousin. Uh-huh.
Yeah, a small one or a 2-liter?
Big ass to my boy Vinny Blanco. You know what I mean? Me and Key West was on the side just talking shit. Shout out to BookBandedTVMagazine.YolaSite.com.
Hold on. I want to know why my cousin is telling me a friend request that she already on my page. She must have deleted me.
Probably one of those days you was in your bed. She like, you know what? I can't even claim him.
I don't know. We got a new caller on the line now.
Shout out to the new caller in the building. What's the number, Wes?
267-298.
298. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 267-298. You're on the phone with Honest Fire, Philly Shine.
Well, they hung up. They said I ain't on the phone with y'all no more.
Ah.
You still got Benny Blanco, Cam Link on the line. Want me to bring everybody else in, or?
Yeah, we gonna get back to the ladies. Shout out to the ladies in the building. Rhonda, Becky, we got to get back to the story because
Becky.
It's getting heated. You know what I mean? We gonna be fucking 100 on the show. We keep it 100. No, I don't
Damn,
keep
I
it 100 because
I
ain't telling y'all my business. I'll tell y'all a little bit. I would never incriminate myself or confess. If you fucking pick up the weapon, I wouldn't even, please, come on.
This is the place to do it.
Check my rap sheet. That shit is non-existent. I don't have a rap sheet. But we got Vinny Blanco in the building.
Yes,
Vinny,
sir.
It's all about a dollar. First of all, he is an artist, too. And you got to show off on my radio show. I got to let Cam Link show off. I never let him show off. We always show him off. Vinny Blanco, tell everybody about your new project that you have out.
Well, I got the Mood Change mixtape out, which is actually the alternative emotions of my first mixtape was I Feel So Good. You know what I mean? You know, a couple of things have happened since I Feel So Good to make the Mood Change thing. You know what I mean? Exactly.
I understand what sex save on Philly Shine tonight is on his fire.
Who got a baby?
That's freaking Key West on the damn.
Who got a
that's the competition crying. When they heard the mood change, that's the competition crying. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that was the competition. We let the competition whine on the show. You know what I mean? We let you whine. Hopefully you learn something. But Vinny Blanco, you're my neighbor. I'm about to come borrow some sugar from you and shit. My ride ain't even here. I'm going to go outside, and I'm stuck on a block. I like my block, but I want to go outside. I'm about to catch a cab. Am I stuck on a block?
I want a block.
No, I'm on my block.
Nope.
Vinny Blanco.
Yes,
man. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna ask random people as I walk by them the topic question of the night.
Oh, yeah, that'd be decent.
Vinny Blanco.
Wow.
Listen, the topic question for the night. You ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you ready? All right, I'm gonna get to you. I'll come back. Philly Shine, the topic, do you lose interest after you have sex with a girl?
To be honest with you, that just lets me know when I bust a nut, let me know if I like them or not. If I bust a nut and I don't give a fuck about you, then that means, you know what I'm saying,
like
I don't really like you like that. If I be like, move, get off me, I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? But if I really be like, okay, you can chill. Like, you know what I mean? Make me a sandwich and then come back to bed and get up under my arm or something. And that means I fuck with you.
Do you want to cuddle or you want her to make you some food and cuddle with you and shit?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I like my own bed. Like, you can stay. You got to sleep on the
couch or nothing. You know what? That's true. That's all finally good. Like I said, he was in another life. I would have you wrapped around my fingers and balls up in my fist. Yes.
We got another caller on the line, but she called my phone.
Oh, who's the new caller that we got on the line? That's what it is.
We got the Soho Booty in Philly. Denise.
What's good?
Nothing much. What's good with y'all?
We chilling, talking about these upcoming events on Philly Shine. We got KM Links in the building. Vinny Blanco's here. We got motherfucking Key West, of course. And Reno chilling with us. And of course, the Philly callers. Shout out to the big superstar. Thanks for calling in, love. Shout out to Becky. Fire Chick called in earlier. And Miss Rhonda's on the line. So welcome back to the show, Miss.
Well, thank you.
Tonight's topic, you know, the women have been going in on this topic tonight. I've yet to get the final thought, and I'm going to get my Jerry Springer moment on. Don't worry, I got something for all y'all listening, okay? But tonight's topic is, after sex, do you lose interest?
You already know.
It all depends on who the person is and how they did and how they worked it that night. That's how that is. If you really worth it and you really knock my boots that night, then I'm interested. But if you didn't knock my boots that night, I'm putting my clothes on and I'm out the door.
That's what I'm saying.
And then it is the guy's fault.
Man, I know females are like
y'all
free.
You know what? Next week on Tuesday, topic is going to be, who do you blame bad sex on? You know what I mean? Who are you blaming it on? Whack dick. It's the whack dick. That's what it is. It's nothing else. It's whack
dick.
What the fuck are you supposed to do? First of all,
what does that have to do with it? Like,
first of all, when we
don't know how to move.
No. Listen. First of all, when a lady moves, it's that shit.
Take two to tango.
Take
two to tango.
Yeah, you heard that on
that. If you ain't doing nothing, you want to be raped. That's all that is. If you ain't doing nothing, you want to be raped.
Hey, honest, I'm going to tell you the absolute real rap.
Even if all I did was just take dick, because that is what I was doing up until the last 4 years of my life, because I just would take it, because
I'm a big old punk and shit. But, you know, when I throw it back or I give a little more, I said, I'm sure you don't need that shit. Fuck out of here. I don't do shit. It's dead, okay? You
know, okay.
It's up to the
man. What the fuck?
I want to fuck you.
You know what? It's always
the like you got to be kidding me. First of all,
I'm going to be real with you. I'm being honest with you.
Vinny Blanco's lying. I'm not saying that. We want to fuck each other or anything like that, but I'm playing.
Up and down, side to side, baby, working like a pro.
I don't do none of that shit.
And the funny thing is, strippers be wet. Strippers be wet sometimes.
That would be boring.
No, they be dancing all
Hold on, go ahead. You go ahead. Say what you was going to say. We gave you the floor.
Kaylee got the rat.
But Kaylee likes to speak. We do that to let him talk. That's like
well,
Martin. Go ahead.
I'm drinking my Four Loko, so, you know, don't mind me.
Loko for life, man.
I didn't think it was going to be a Four Loko night. I was going to try that joint tomorrow morning after.
Let's go ahead and twist it.
Can we get back to the loving and leaving them? Come on, man.
Loving and leaving.
I feel that.
Thanks for loving and leaving. You know, I mean, we got off the topic. You know what I mean? We got a new caller.
I honestly ain't think females did that. I thought that was only a dude thing.
No, this is whack or I'm gonna be real.
I don't care if it's whack or not. Like, most of the time, before we even do anything, I got preconceived in my head whether or not I ever want to see you again.
Yeah, basically.
And 9 times out of 10, I don't want to see you again. I'm just saying.
1%.
I don't know about that.
Only 1% will make it. But not on the show. Everybody's definitely welcome to the show. Who's the new caller that we have, Key West?
267-770.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 267-770. Honest Fire. What's good?
Hello?
Yo?
Yo. What's going on?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Hannibal, and I'm calling from Uptown.
Yeah! Actually, my guest for my Tuesday night show, my boy Hannibal in the building. What's going on, everybody? Yeah. Oh, that's what's up. But Hannibal has definitely been killing shit, crazy collabs. Definitely was a part of Diamond Spotlight Showcase last month. Rocked the shit out of it. You know what I mean? Come back July 4th. I'm doing Artist Appreciation. Everybody's in free until 11 p.m., male and female free. But give us an update. What you up to? Give us shout out your website. Yeah, Reverb.
Tommy,
you know what I mean? Real fast.
Then
I got to ask you the topic question of the night.
Everything that's going on, I just dropped a mixtape on July 21st called Put a Muzzle on Me. It ain't hit all the stores yet because I've been, you know, getting all my hand-to-hand money first. It should be in stores probably Monday.
Right.
Yeah, it should be in stores for everybody else probably Monday. And we got another project that we're working on called Straight Out the Pot 5. That should be here in like the next 2 to 3 weeks. That's like a compilation mixtape with a bunch of different Philly artists. So if anybody want to get on, y'all more likely to contact me on Facebook. My name is Hannibal Topshot on there, and or you can hit my email, PhillyHannibalTS1@yahoo.com.
That's what's up. Definitely thank you for tuning in the show. What's your email address if anybody wants to do any collabs, like send you the beat with the Open 16 on it or whatever?
My email address is PhillyHannibalTS1, PhilLy, Hannibal, HannibalTS, and then the number 1@yahoo.com.
That's what's up. Definitely shout out to
That's
you.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes.
I'm interrupting you right now, Hannibal.
Sorry, seven is done, man.
Hey, Hannibal, this is Vinny. I'm inboxing you right now.
All right, for sure. You know.
I'm there.
All right, tonight's topic is after sex. Do you lose interest?
What do you mean, like, lose interest in a person, or?
Yeah, lose interest in a person, the one to have, eat the one to have sex with the person again. Can I get a bag for it? Say that again.
Honest.
Hold on, you ordering chicken wings and a Dutch?
I'm so good.
Can I get a fruit punch mystic?
I wear my pants all over my waist. I never done my man in the face. Cause you're your man. It's
gonna be me.
I'm so cool.
I got enough from noise in my background. Cannibal, the topic of the night is after sex, do you lose interest?
Yes.
You
know
what?
Yes. All the
time. Every time.
That's a good man right there.
You're doing good.
Is that something going on in your background, Hannibal?
Huh?
No,
that's my background. I don't got nobody in my background.
I'm on my show. Shut up. Mind your business. I know, I'm always cutting people off.
No, that's your background.
I was just some guy hollering, making noise for no fucking reason. I swear to God, I don't understand why guys trying to get girls' attention when they're not even looking at them. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm not fucking looking, especially if you're making all that damn noise like a monkey. Side topic, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
I think it's official.
Honest, it's me, Denise. Can I make a shout-out real quick?
Of course you can make a shout-out, because I was just going to say, like, in summation, it's universal. Men and women lose interest. Like, it's...
I want to make a shout out to my little sister. She just graduated from high school.
She graduated
with honors. She got a scholarship. She going to Wesley University.
Fresh me.
That's
what's
up.
Black people progress.
I love y'all and I miss y'all. I'm going to be at Little Creek when y'all up there doing y'all thing again.
I know, that's right. That's what's up.
Yes,
you know what I mean? You know, we had
chicken
such a good time. I'm going to borrow some money from her when she graduates, you know what I mean, college. I'm going to make sure I get some money from her. She's going to get one of them good-ass jobs. Yo, speaking of losing interest after fucking, we got the boy Zora Money featuring Hannibal. What the fuck? You know what I mean? You got me, Key West. We're going to play some music. Get back to the
phone. Hold on, I couldn't hear nothing you said. Say it again.
Hannibal. It says Zora Money. Hannibal. What the fuck?
Zora.
Let's go.
Yeah, I like this song.
Z.
Z, yeah. As in Z.
I don't see no Z.
Does it say wanna fuck?
Oh, all right, yeah. That's
I'm sorry. I call it shit what I want, but definitely shout out to Hannibal. He will be my
shout
guest.
Shout out to Denise, sister. Fuck me.
Tuesday.
This you wilding out tonight.
Always.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a fool.
Just as bad as
you wanna fuck,
don't
wanna fuck.
No, no, no. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a fool. Just as bad as you wanna fuck.
Shit.
I
ain't gotta call you my boo because I know you want it. I came to make you rain, no slower hunnids. Fuck her like I'm X and she Keisha. She know I knocked the bottom of her sneakers. Thug passion, every time I crash in, get her waterfalls flowing everywhere she splashing. They call me Mr. Grab your hair, smack your ass. And you can ask the ladies, I don't have to brag. Deep diver, get all up in ya. Shack with her legs, how I play the center. I got her open like a free throw. Playing with her pussy while she going in deep throat.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck.
No, no, no. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo.
Pass her to a soldier, smash her in a rover. Grab your ankles, camel for trash and smell the Folgers. Let's face culture, that look in your eyes will provoke us. You got me addicted, I'm the smoker, repeatedly poker. Dope dick, hair pulling, bite her breast, sexually choker. Slippery clitoris, she a super soaker. She said she felt the low linen in a loafer. She climbing the walls, hitting pictures, ripping off posters. Her poses got her getting sick, ferocious. My body count atrocious.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck.
No, no, no. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck you.
What's your name? Cause I must have missed it. I love when you scream my name when you getting twisted. I need intervention. You're addicted to bitches with a fucking syndrome. If she fucking single, gladly I tear that ass up. I'm talking face down, ass up. I make her feel it in her gut, then leave it on her face. She better fuck good or fuck her. She getting out my place. Wait, if she bad, I let her slide once. But I got one rule, I don't do pity fucks. She better get it up and get it down. Get it out and get it now. They call me Tiger when I lay you down.
You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck, I wanna fuck.
No, no, no. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck.
And you ain't gotta call me a boo. Just as bad as you wanna fuck.
Yeah, it was
alright. Shout out to my boy, Cannibal, Door Money doing their thing. You ain't gotta say too much. You ain't gotta say too much.
Yo, for those of you who don't know, yeah, I used to babysit him on the weekends, you know what I'm saying?
Rio, you was like 12.
Yo, Reno.
That's why Reno never come to the club, y'all. Listen, that's why we don't see Reno out at the club. Because Reno is really 12.
He always trying to take people credit.
That's another reason why.
I'm snatching kids in his van. That's why he don't be going to the club.
Yeah, Reno is a pedophile. Reno gets all the kids his age.
You know, let
the kids to the yard.
Marty Martin, let the kids.
They built forts and big ass motherfucking moats and shit. I'd be like, what the fuck is this? All this water on a carpet?
Reno be like, I got candy.
You're funny.
I got 3 acres
of
when
I haven't seen the paper boy in a while. You son of a bitch.
I'm so freaking
mad back over here. And Reno be like the old dude. Reno be like the old dude, all Family Guy.
For Family Guy, yeah.
Back to the show. My girl was on the show Tuesday night. And we had Sean off the ladies.
from 48girls.com. Definitely check out her website. Yo, yo, and Mimi. No, they doing it big.
Mimi.
I heard you the first time. Everybody else fucking talking over me. We about to fight. Like, no, I'm joking.
Yeah, that's right. You better slow your roll, yo.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm going to go get King Rice. Like, no.
Go ahead. I'll go ahead. You kissing my Converse. Like, keep playing.
He was new caller. I get the last word. I will smack you.
215-954.
215-954. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, my God. How can y'all not know it's me?
Oh, my
Marissa,
God.
Hi.
So, listen, we can't give you a general greeting. You're not calling my house. You're not calling my cell phone. Melissa don't pop up when you call Philly Shine. Don't feel no type of way, love. It's all love.
Why you don't love me no more? I'm
getting
in the bread.
Shout out to the beautiful Melissa Brown. Calling in. We still got Becky on the line. Why we got Marissa on the line?
Becky.
I want to
open
Becky.
Big
we
got
to open Becky.
Becky line open. I got everybody line open.
Oh, everybody. Shout out to everybody line being open. That's what's up. We all showing love.
Yo, girl, I just been... I've been sitting back and listening and trying to figure out, you know, how I was going to jump in and everything. And I was like, nah, she wilding out. You got to keep going. But I'm here. Because I got to tell y'all about something anyway because, you know, United Minds Group.
All right, Becky. Don't go ahead.
Well, I could tell you something different, but I was going to tell you about a United Minds Group event that's coming up that I want you guys to come up for because I think you'll have a really good time. July 23rd, a Friday at the 530 Grill in Bethlehem, PA. We have our radio launch party, and we have a headliner.
You said August 23rd?
July 23rd.
July 26th?
July 23rd.
No, we can't promote July 23rd. I'm having a party then. I'm going to miss it.
Sorry.
Oh, that's
ignorant, yo.
Well, that's all right. Anybody else who's listening?
You can shout it out anyway. We always end up doing shit in the same day. I'm beginning to think y'all motherfuckers being smart now.
It's all good. Anybody who's listening can come up anyway. And I'll tell you what,
no,
we got Razor. No,
we're going to miss it. Say no, go ahead. Tell everybody what's going on. Just tell everybody who they can get in contact with about the event, honey.
You can get in contact with me. Just find, go to Facebook and go to United Minds Group Management and Production and leave a comment or inbox. I'll get back to you. It's only $10. Buffet.
Hey.
Free shot. Raze is going to be there. It's going to be hot.
Shout out to Razor. Razor is fine. I missed him. I haven't even seen him since last year. I miss him when he came to Philly last year.
You get to play Keys to the City.
That's what's up. That's nice. Good. I'm going to miss all that shit. That's fucked up, man.
Yo, I got a Facebook moment.
Facebook moment. Brought to you
I hate stupid females that be frauding. You've been on my timeline, John, on Facebook for the last 3 hours. Commenting, posting nonstop, and now you gonna put damn, that was good. I feel drained. I think I lost 4 or 5 pounds. You ain't just getting none. You're lying. You was on Facebook all night.
You've been logged in.
Shout out to Key West.
We all know who this ugly model is.
Ooh.
He just called her out. Just called her out.
Key
West. I only like Key West vent because I know that this person pisses him off.
Yes.
Yo, but her comments is like 2 minutes apart. She got like 4 of them.
What the fuck are you
doing? I'm late. I said this Key West. Goodness, y'all are not going to double team us.
No.
I'm good. Y'all can have that one.
No.
He was like, this is one I'm not sharing. I'm not even a
brother. Like, she a brother.
Please, I just want to see my thumbnail.
No, I told you, my man said,
And my man said his real name is Mook.
Okay. KM Link, come on. It's not important.
You wanted him to talk.
I didn't say your name. I was trying to mute what you were saying because I don't have sound effects or whatever. I'm just saying, like, why? All right. It was a Facebook moment. We back to the show. KM Links. I love KM Links. KM Links is really a great guy, y'all.
Ask
KM Links is the fuck awesome. And we're going to ask Melissa the question in a minute. But I had to give KM Link something to say. You know what I mean? Key West.
Yes.
I got this, honey. We in this together.
Why are you talking so calm, man? I like you to be excited.
I want him to be calm because I need y'all to pay attention because normally when you talk low, that's when everybody listens. They don't talk. I know.
He's trying to play some Jedi mind tricks on a motherfucker.
Unless you got your hands around her throat.
I'm surprised he didn't use any sound effects. Serena was on the board. But, Melissa, tonight's topic, all the ladies, we've all chimed in on this joint. Like, that's crazy. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, It's not cool to lose interest in sex because you like, I think for a girl, you like, damn, like, fuck, like, I swear, like, for girls, for me, I'm going to speak
it's
for myself.
It's like, here we go again.
It gets wild. Because ladies get wild. Shout out to Becky earlier. Y'all got to listen to the archives of the show.
Yeah,
Becky was good. She went all the way in.
She got the right name.
I got plenty of other stories about that.
Oh, wait. New topic. Your name is Becky. Do you give him that Becky?
Oh, yeah.
What is the Becky? What would you describe your Becky as? Because we had one girl where we had a topic one night on the show. What's your technique? You know what I mean? She was dabbed a Becky Philly Shine because she was like, I just go in and I just choke on this dick.
She ain't
I
never lied.
You can't really be choking.
We got a new topic. Key West, how you know it's true?
I know, like.
I heard. That's what I heard on the podcast.
I'm kind of sure, y'all, but back to Becky. Becky, is it a Becky and what makes it Becky?
Look, the Becky.
Are you Caucasian? Be all nice and sweet.
Yes, I am Caucasian.
Yeah.
Oh, and her name's Becky.
And my name is Becky, and I know all the words to I like big butts. How about it?
Swing that shit over here.
You know, because I do like big butts, and I cannot lie. Okay, so, but for real, I got to tell you, my middle name is Jean, so I'm used to the whole BJ Becky thing. Talking, you know what I'm saying?
That's something that you assimilated with. You like, oh fuck it, BJ.
Big, if you're being called that for so long, you might as well just go with the flow. That's what I'm saying.
Benny Bravo is trying to beat that up.
No, you're not Benny. Benny, shut the fuck up.
Where did Benny come from? Mr. Brian Gumbel.
Call KM Links too. We got to fill him in. Insider. Just no insider. Melissa, baby girl, she is such a fucking supporter of Philly Shine. I love how she comes through. Yeah, you got to join online with Key West. They definitely just changed to the drama hour. 10 o'clock Wednesday, Thursday nights. Don't watch long order. Join the show. Got the ER sound spot. But all live with Key West, Buck Baby TV Magazine.
I'm calling Key West Show on the site.
I
I'll be cutting his shoulder off, dude. I'm like, oh, shit. The lady be like this. No, look, the lady be like, I called it on Friday. She said the neck's so sharp in 23 hours or something like that. I said, oh, man.
Oh,
see. She got
proof. Yeah, I believe
it.
Because I tell you one thing, we all go hard. You will see it on Alice Fire's page, Cam Links, Vinny Blancos, Key West, Reno, Buck Bandit TV, Twitter, Facebook, text, on live with Key West.
Hey, Key West, don't worry about
Shine
Alpha
Show.
No, he wasn't.
Why
the
hell don't
love me no more? Because I'm out here getting this bread. But my look is just trying to get hit.
It's a lot of ladies.
That's not the word.
No, it's not. But listen, it's a lot of ladies answering the question tonight. Shout out to all the ladies joining in the show. Shout out to the ladies who don't care. You know what I mean? I guess somebody got to not care. Big ups to you, Melissa. But we're talking about sex. Do you lose interest in sex?
Do I lose interest in sex, period?
And like, in sex with that person. That person.
I
mean,
I don't
have sex
with
it. I don't know who's talking in the background. But, sweetie. You say you sometimes so it's not that because it happens. I don't know your situation, but
I don't know. Like I try to make the best out of it. I try to if it's bad, like I try to make the best out of it. But if I can't, it's just like real bad.
Will you stop? Because I know me and Niche, because
I just be irritated.
We said we will stop. Like
no, not me. I wait for you now. I always have somebody to be in the middle.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Well,
nice.
Well, shout out your Facebook again.
You know what? Don't disrespect me.
No, that's Reno. That's Reno being stupid. He not being stupid.
Reno, where you been? Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm mad that you changed the whole thing.
I'm honest. You always have something to say.
No, I didn't say nothing.
You know my name so much.
Hey, Melissa, I'm going to be honest. You're a little too fucking nice. You know what I mean? Like, all Sam effects on Philly Shine is not honest fire. So.
Somebody got a profile pic that's pinky fucking.
What?
Somebody got a profile pic that's pinky fucking on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that's me, my bad. I took it down the other day.
For a moment.
They drawing.
I'm about a dollar. For a moment.
We about to make Melissa a part of the team.
For a moment.
I'm not
wrong.
I'm just funny.
No, that's...
Yo, Pinky got penis at me.
I'm a keep it a bean. If you, like we said it earlier in the show, you missed it. But if your shot is whack and you can't stroke it right, you can't hit it right, I'm getting up and I'm leaving. Fuck your nut. If I can't, and like I said earlier, like it's
dead. Anybody can get up and leave.
I wish I could get his number because I would love to know what he did. In his
oh, my
life.
God.
And I actually, this one guy, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest. Like, all he could say is all the freaky shit he could do. All right.
The worst one.
All
the
freaky
one.
Listen, yeah, we were talking about you was on the show, and I will get up and leave because I'm not going to be one of them women who say during sex they not having an orgasm or they not into it or they wasn't as wet as could be. Fuck that, I'm not in it. I'm getting up. It's a failed try. I'm done.
Point out the 1 minute, boys.
The 1 minute boy.
Yeah, the quickie. The quick one.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You better get yours before I get mine.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Fuck out of
here.
Matt,
what?
I don't want no 1 minute, man.
We're going for the best time.
Yeah, but hold on. I always say, well,
I
don't
think you deserve more than the 1 minute.
I mean, I feel like
you
better
get yours before I get mine.
No, no, no. Listen. Shout out to Bianca from Major Figures. She killed it on the Philly Home James tour. She was on stage. She was like, I could deal with a 1 minute nigga. First of all, I got shit to do. So if cause I could come in like 30 seconds. And I
That's
come
what I'm
done.
Saying. If you come in 30 seconds, what you need more than 1 minute for?
You don't need to be having sex because you don't know the right moves to get yourself going. Then you don't need to be having sex. First of all, I'm going to tell y'all, it does take two to tangle. And for me, I'm kind of selfish because I'm only thinking about me busting a nut when I'm fucking. So
well,
that's why
the point.
I come fast.
That's
the
good point. That's what you're supposed to do.
I'm thinking about, because I'm the one getting the dick. You know what I mean? I'm the one having sex. Should I come? He don't come. I don't give a fuck if he comes. I don't even care if a man comes. You know what I mean? I don't fuck. We can keep going. We can have sex for hours because I could come a lot of times. And that's good, too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But I'm going to already psych myself up, and I'm going to come. There's nothing wrong with a minute. What the fuck? I could deal with a minute. I could say it was a few times when I wasn't really into it, but I was fucking my boyfriend. You know, I didn't come, but it was still great. You know what I mean? Whatever, because I might have had a lot on my mind, but only twice that happened. But either way, still, you know, it still gets satisfied. Like, a minute is good. Like,
man, who gives a fuck? My thing is, you should be happy you in bed with Vinny, so who gives a fuck?
Yo, this is my question I gotta
ask.
Why
am I in bed with Vinny?
But, hey, Thomas, this is what I wanna say real quick to all the women that always say that. Who said what you doing is deserving more than the minute?
Exactly.
What do you
they swear they coochie like that. Like, coochie is not, like, fizzy.
Yeah.
No.
Don't let these dudes who don't usually get coochie hype y'all up. Like,
No, Vinny. Stop.
You be talking about you like the Atlantic Ocean, you more like the Arizona desert. Like, see, it's different when you a storm boy.
Life is so much different as a storm boy. Adolescence, y'all don't even look. First of all,
a woman never hypes themselves up. Yeah, right. Like, come on.
It is amazing. Y'all lost your mind.
I'm gonna be a hundred, and I'm gonna be a hundred by saying
a woman who is not sharing her pussy with everybody, it deserves to be on a pedestal. Like, if you're only, you know what I'm saying, not just sharing your pussy. Like, I would say that's good for nothing pussy. You keep fucking different guys. I mean, I'm being 100, ladies. It means nothing. It's not even good. You could boo me or give me a sandwich. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't see any longevity in the pussy. I don't want my pussy to break. Or, you know what I used to be scared of when I was young? Because we used to always, everybody would talk about, yo, she ain't got no walls. So that was scary. Remember that back in the day? So I was scared. I don't even know. I'd be like, hold up, wait a minute. How the hell break your walls? I know
always,
it's not.
It was always a little Peter boy that said that too.
No. It wasn't. It was a little tweeter boy. Like, she ain't got no walls. No, you just can't. So wait a minute. All right, KM Link. I'm going to start with you, KM Link.
What's up, man?
And I know for a fact, some of my friends, they like to show you dicks. I seen they dicks. They wasn't little. You know what I mean? I even saw my first dick when I was like in 10th
10 years old. Fifth grade. The boy's supposed to stick out.
TMI.
Like,
listen, TMI.
No, listen. We was moving to people and shit in class one day, and he just pulled his dick out, just totally fucked the whole moment up. Like,
how you doing?
You know you can't ask Cam about that.
You're not right. You know,
the walls, but you definitely had a Twitter booty.
Yeah. He just pulled his dick out on all the boys and the girls. We all just looked at him like, why is that even rubbing?
Ew.
It was hard, too. What the fuck? So everybody was mooning. It was the guys and girls mooning people. No, it was just the guys mooning people. I wasn't mooning.
You wasn't mooning. No
man was like, I'm going to fuck him up with this one.
Yo, I have, in my adult life, I'm going to tell y'all the truth, I moon people. I definitely moon people out the window with cars.
That's
I
a full moon. Is that a
I'm yo, listen. All right, I'm going to tell y'all.
That is
one day,
a full moon.
No, listen. Oh, that's going to be a topic
one day. I wish a woman would moon me. I throw a dick at her.
listen,
you got a bag of them, like,
I'm going to be a little bit. I moved this guy one time, or whatever, on 76. Me and my girlfriend, we riding down 76 and shit.
Yeah,
so,
but
you
start following y'all.
So, yeah, he did. He pulled over
my
ass.
Yeah, what an ass. Shit.
No, we didn't even do that. We became good friends and shit. But that was just, like, too much to... I wasn't that type of girl. Like, you don't meet a person who you just moon. You know what I mean? Like, I'm...
How you doing? I just mooned you. Okay, I liked it.
Yeah, we having fun on Philly Shaw tonight. We talking all hell of shit. You know what I mean? A hell of a lot of shit. We all open. It's adult, you know. Sound effects are not approved by the fire of tonight. Not at all. We don't even approve of it. Not at all. But we talking shit tonight, and I really wanted to know, KM Leaks.
You've been trying to ask him for the last hour.
I know. No. We talking. Have you ever experienced a girl with no walls or whatever? The myth, no walls?
I never had a chick with no walls. Honestly, I never had a chick with no walls. Does that actually exist?
What the fuck is no walls? What is that?
Does that actually exist?
I haven't even brought that up since I was a young buck. I never revisited the question. Is that true? So, Vinny, you never no walls?
I never experienced a chick with no walls, but I think it's true because I've seen pornos where dudes like put they damn near they forearm in a like yo, that kind of hurt. Like my fist though, like my I got a big hand yo, like my fist and you reach my elbow, yeah that's a problem.
We just went through a whole show. That was, like, real fast. 90 seconds left. We had fun tonight on Philly Shine. I would like to say, I didn't even know it was 1 o'clock. I'm going to kill my best friend because I'm still in the house. All right. I'm not that bad. Reno, what about you? Have you experienced a no-wall situation? Is
no.
That just a myth?
No,
so that's a myth. And Key West, he said no. Key West, like, my shit's the biggest of stink.
Whatever. Oh, whatever.
Wait, hold on, what'd you say?
Whatever.
Key West, talk. Oh, he said whatever. I don't know how big it is.
He said whatever. Rhonda, whatever.
Hold on. You know why it's not a challenge? Because you see the little girl and giggle behind whatever, because she, never mind.
Hey,
you're a boss. You ain't even got to finish your whole statement.
Yes. You only get half a bar.
We were talking about that on Facebook earlier today. I thought that was a real good debate. And I'm going to ask everybody on the line right now. Keywords, you tell me who's on the line. And you started off. Takeover or Ethan? Which one is better? KM Link, you was here since the beginning. Takeover or Ethan?
Ether.
Why?
Ether.
I
got people on Facebook talking about whatever. What you want to see?
No, he wasn't talking about Ethan Takeover. We gotta take the shit.
Over up, though.
I'm a storm boy. You know what I mean?
Why Ethan?
Storm boy.
Why
Ethan?
Because
he touched everything. He basically destroyed him on there, man. He touched on everything. And plus, you know, Nas had a lot of time to sit on that.
Better.
All right, Vinny Vaso.
What's up? Why you feel as though Takeover is better?
I'm gonna get to mine, but Vinny Vaso, he said Takeover.
The Takeover was crazy, but he already hit him with Issa, man. I'm sorry. The beat, as soon as he come on and say fuck Jay Z.
Rolling my eyes. Reno, Takeover or Issa?
What is the majority going with?
Ethan.
I'm going to go with the Takeover then.
You a nut. That don't even count.
He's a hater. That's what he is.
I just like the bait. I just like the bait. I don't like the rule with the trend. I just like the beat.
You're in the way. You're in the way. Okay.
The Takeover,
he's like to block the way.
He's
so that everybody will know BuckBanditTVMagazine.YolaSite.com. Okay? That's what it is.
Is you trying to kick knowledge? First is E.T. Wally, then it's one mic.
Oh, wait, I got you, Reno.
Yo,
no, I was going to ask the ladies. I was going to ask the ladies, then I was going to do you, then I was going to do
all
me.
All right, you can do me.
I'll do you. Wait, I'm going to do you, Key West. Wait a minute. Rhonda.
Huh? Yeah, you're
right. Take over, Issa.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Alright,
we're
not even
going to
shoot that. It's okay. Are you, Melissa, you don't know either? Takeover, Ether.
What is
Jay-Z that? Jay-Z song, Takeover, Ether.
Uh-oh.
Takeover,
Ether. Alright, Becky is hip-hop. Becky, Takeover, Ether.
I'm going to have to go with Ether.
Okay.
Yeah. I should go around though.
Key West, cause she's in the music, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Key West,
okay.
Key West, Takeover.
What? What girl can't know about hip hop?
I mean, Takeover. There's a couple reasons why I say Takeover. The number one reason why I say Takeover is Nas ceased to have a career after that. So Jay Z won.
He might have won the battle, but Jay Z won the war, baby.
Listen. The reason why I say Takeover is because not only did Key West. Not only did Jay-Z kill Nas on that joint, but he killed multiple people on here. And then for everybody else, he gave them half a bar. And the reason why I like Ether, I think the Ether is a great song. I feel that it was thorough. But just like he said, like, you studied him. Like, Nas really went and studied him. He studied everything, and he made Ether. And I feel like it's a real thorough song if you study a person to diss them. You know what I mean? But Jay-Z took the first blow, the knockout. And like he said, he knocked them out the box. Like,
another thing,
that's kind of thorough, though, because if you got to study him, you're like, who the fuck is Jay-Z? I got to go find out who this nigga is. He knew who Nas was.
There's another thing that made Takeover win. I'm going to tell you what else made Takeover win. He actually made a hot song. How many cars did you hear Issa bumping in? How many cars did you hear the Takeover bumping in?
Yeah, definitely.
Not only did Jay only give acknowledge Nas for like a verse, and then he just killed everybody else.
Yeah.
But he also said, I'm going to kill you on sales, too.
Yeah.
Like I said, who got a career in there and who don't?
Yeah,
but he took a low blow, though.
He's just a little good support super ugly.
Hey. I'm going to tell you one thing. Ether did nothing.
I mean,
take
over
everybody. Listen, I swear to God, Ether didn't do nothing but make everybody say, oh, yeah, I remember when Jay-Z wore the Hawaiian shirts. Oh, yeah, I remember that Rockefeller was there. Oh, yeah, I remember that. It wasn't like new. It was study. It wasn't. It wasn't. Because, like, when I heard it, I was like, ooh, he went there. Ooh, he went there.
Y'all need to go buy Illmatic and listen to that album. Because I think y'all got
Nas'
work.
Album every 10 years.
When you battle somebody, aren't you supposed to study them? Aren't you supposed to study them?
No.
They forgot what hip-hop was, man. I'm talking about lyrical content and how
they forgot what hip-hop was, man.
I feel like, I really feel like if you battle a person as an artist, because battling supposed to come from, I don't even know you, but I'm a fucking kill you. You know what I mean? I don't even think that was a battle for Jay-Z and Nas, for real, because they both knew each other or whatever. I think real battling, that shouldn't come from you studying a person, because I remember it was a person from Philly or whatever that Murder Mook wanted to battle, and he wouldn't even battle him because he's like, man, you done studied me. I don't even feel like even paying you attention. Like, get the fuck out of here. Real battling for money and, like, real respect is not going to come from you knowing all my dirt in my closet.
I dig it, but
Now, I didn't agree with that.
Use the fag model for Calkin' Out Esco ad. Went from Nasty Nas to Esco's trash. Had sparked when he started, but now you just got. He knew his history.
Yeah, I knew.
And
Jay
the one that initiated that. You know what I'm saying? Initiated that whole situation.
He initiated it. I understand it.
Jay had the upper hand because Jay came at him first.
No, that's not true. Wait, hold on, Links. I gotta tell you, Nas came at Jay first. Nas came at Bleak first,
and Jay got in.
Nas specifically said, because the Roots was playing for Jay-Z and the Jay-Z Live joint, the Unplugged joint. That's when Nas came at the Roots and said, y'all don't need to play for him, he's not a real artist. Nas came at Jay first.
I put it like this. Anybody battle Vinny Blanco, I'll show you what the fuck a battle is. Ain't nobody seeing me. I'm calling out everybody. Now, I'm on a radio show. This is Storeboy. Come see me. Now, I can't say it on here. I'll show you what a battle is if you want.
Let's go right now.
You're not a Storeboy, but we can do that.
Let's go right now.
Go ahead. I never lost for you first.
I color your hair brown and call you Cisco.
Hey, y'all. This is Becky. I gotta tell y'all, it's been nice hanging out with y'all, but I gotta head out. So,
hey, Becky.
Bye,
Becky.
Bye, Becky. Be safe.
I will. UMG, one love. Peace out. Bye.
Wow. That was okay.
I had to go and update my status real fast because I love how you can still debate Nas and take over Issa. But yeah, JJ, I don't even think that's a battle. That's why, like, I couldn't battle a bitch because I'm known, like, you know me. I will fuck you up.
You talk shit about my shit, man.
I think the best battle in our time was Jada Kiss and Bean.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was the best one to me in our time.
Did they really battle?
Talk over. Nigga dig this. I'm about to sun kiss like a soda.
Yeah, that was hot.
I'm about to go find that on YouTube.
You know, yeah, I'm about to watch that on YouTube, too. But definitely that mainstream shit, that's not real battling. I don't even approve of that shit. If you're not talking about what a person got on right there, they mama,
some other hypothetical situation, you know what I mean? If you know for a fact, like if you went and studied them and found the dirt about them, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit 50 Cent did to Rick Ross, finding his baby mom and doing all of that shit.
Man, that shit was funny.
Man, that was whack.
That shit was funny.
But if you really thought
it
about it, he came out to look like a nut because
yeah.
you paid Rick Ross' baby mom.
Yeah,
like, you
baby.
Paid her for some, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like.
But he got like. He got like hundreds of million dollars. Who gives a fuck about a $10,000 me? That's like you giving a girl a dollar soda, dog. Like, does it matter? Your dude don't give his money on the drink, so you buy something to drink, so that makes you a nut? Like, no.
It's still an action, though. But I still think that's a nut action. So I'm going to go out of my way to buy your nut ass baby mama fucking meat.
No, because it can show that your baby mom was bored. What type of chick you messing with, dog?
Well, we already know that. Like, he said it was kind of a shot.
And it was funny.
It was hilarious.
It was
the
funny.
One thing I will say that was not funny, and that kind of pissed me off, because I was like, you come to my motherfucking house, I don't even care if it's a pretend my mama house. If you even pretend to come to my mom house and my mom job, it's a done deal. Like, it's a done deal. Like, remember when 50 did the joint, making it seem like he was in DJ Khaled's mom house and at her job and shit?
At the diner and shit, at the diner and all that. That was out of line, man. That shit was chill.
50 real out of line.
Yeah.
He got ignorant money.
We had fun tonight on Philly Shine. I love the overtime. We just had to close it out with a little debate because we were talking about that earlier. My homie status. Shout out to Bostick on Facebook. You know what I mean? We all was on the side of Takeover. You know what I mean? Takeover was the majority. Even though they don't want it with me. Jay don't want it with you.
I'm a new boss. Jay don't want it.
My vote counts for two.
Oh, see. Shout out to everybody.
Jimmy got Nas and I got Dre. What's good?
Early. Oh, shit. We got you two popping in the background.
Yo, who
I
know is
going
to Who shit is that? Is that Reno?
Reno drawing. I know it's
no,
Reno.
That's not
no.
Reno. It was Reno.
That's
just It was Reno. Earth Bot. Buckman the TV magazine. YulaSite.com. It's going down.
Reno was borderline retarded. I'm finding that out the hard way.
Yeah, he really is.
He's
you know
retarded
I mean?
Like Peter Griffin.
Too bad, so sad, you're dead. And we close out the show like this. Much love, Key West.
That's why I love her.
Take her out, cause she's unfair. Down on my knees and ask my Lord to keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, but everything is so cool.
Yeah, come on, listen. Shorty gotta be the baddest chick around. From the feet to the top of my crown. Always fly, always chill with smell good. That's why I gotta bustle with the good wood. She's on fire for me. Fuck my face if you please. Keep it sexy's the key. And I drop to my knees. That pussy's gooder than a motherfucker. And when I'm in it, get me harder than a motherfucker. That's cause she keep it tight and wetter than a motherfucker. No others on her level, none near a motherfucker. She got them packs up in the right places. I like to lick them, kiss them, make her make them nasty faces. You know it's feeling good, you know it's feeling right. I hope you got a sitter, cause I want you all night. The head keep it down, the ass it must stay up. I'm going in, that's how I like to fuck. You say you like it rough, tug at your hair a little. I flip you on your back, I want to work the middle. I hit it harder. I want to see them titties bounce. You yell your dick's the best, it's thicker than a 20 ounce. I know you thirsty, baby, come and drink this Pepsi. On 69, let's go, I hope your ass is ratty. Girl, I know you about it. I know you about it. You ready for daddy?
Yeah, I'm ready for daddy.
I know you is.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that ass is on fire.
It is, baby.
I'm a bad, I'm a mean, kerosene. She's on fire, pull her out. As a matter of fact, take her out. Got on my knees and that's my love that gives me clear from the devil, cause my girl.
Big nigga, so come and kiss my tummy. I tear that ass up, you'll think I fuck for money. I'm gonna put it down, I'm gonna put it in. My sex drive crazy, girl, I hope you bring a friend. I'll lick your clit for fun, I'll even toss your salad. So come and take a ride, I bet you add some mileage to your sexy ass. Come and mount my stallion, I'll leave that pussy swollen and I'll have you smiling. I know she's on fire, I know she's on fire, I know she's on fire, I know she's on fire.
She's on fire, she's screaming, she's screaming, she's screaming, she's screaming, I'm dreaming, I keep it dreaming, like I mean it, when I leave the scene.
Shout out to my boy Key West. Everybody who's doing it. And Felicia will be back tomorrow night. We're going to keep this topic going. And, of course, holler at me about these events. It's crazy in this city. Peace.